Today, we'd like to see Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 to 28, under the title of a perfect tabernacle. To online raise multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 11, but Christ came as a high priest of the good things to come with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. That is, not of this creation. What is the perfect tabernacle? What is the perfect tabernacle? Question 2 in verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? What does it mean? What does it mean? Question 3, in verse 28, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. What does it mean? What does it mean? In the last time, verse 10, concerned only with foods and drinks, various washings and fleshly ordinances imposed until the time of Reformation. In the Old or First Covenant, the people had to keep dietary laws and ceremonial cleansing laws until the time of the New or Second Covenant that God established through Jesus Christ, which is the time of perfect Reformation. Perfect Reformation, which is the second covenant or new covenant. So last time is this author explained the contrast between the old covenant and the new covenant. Now verse 11, but Christ came as a high priest over the good thing to come with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. That is not of this creation or this creature. This one is basically talking about the tabernacle on the earth. That is the copy of the perfect tabernacle in heaven. The first question, what is a perfect tabernacle? That answer, verse 24, verse 24, explain what is a perfect tabernacle. Verse 24, for Christ has not entered the holy place made with hands on the earth, which are copies to true, but into heaven itself. So perfect tabernacle is the true heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Leviticus chapter 16, verses 6 to 10, talks about the Day of Atonement. The Day of Atonement is atonement, which meaning a covering sin, not cleansing. The Hebrew word, kupa. Kupa meaning covering sin. So Leviticus chapter 16, verse 6 to 10, high priest was commanded to enter into the most holy place once per year. Sixth, Aaron, the high priest, shall offer the bull as a sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and for his house. God ordered before entering into the most holy place, first Aaron, the high priest, should make a sin offering for him and his family as well, using bull for sin offering. He shall take two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of a meeting. So two goats for the people. Then Aaron shall cast lots for the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for scapegoat. So scapegoat is basically leads the goat into the mountain for a library. Goats. So basically, the Aaron put his hand on the scapegoat head with all people's sin. So allow that goat to escape from sacrifice to be killing into the mountain. That's why I call the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat on which the Lord's lot fell and offer it as a sin offering. So the other goat was killed with blood for a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make atonement upon it, and to let it go as the scapegoat into the wilderness. So that is basically Old Testament ceremonial laws. How about the New Testament, the perfect tabernacle, described in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 8, heaven itself. Heaven itself, right now, Jesus Christ sits on the right hand of God the Father in heaven. Revelation chapter 4, verse 8, the four living creatures, the angels, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God Almighty, who was and is to come. So the angels are singing day and night to the Lord. That's the description of actual, the true heaven itself. Verse 12, not with the blood goats and calves, that is Old Testament, the ceremonial law, but with his own blood, Jesus Christ's blood shed, was crucified on the cross with, to cleanse away our sins. He entered the most holy place in true heaven once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Now, as we ever believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, based upon faith, all Christians are saved, redeemed. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, heifer is the kid of a cow, usually a female kid, heifer, sprinkling the unclean sacrifices for the purifying of the flesh. That is one of the ceremonial cleansing law of the Old Testament described in the book of Leviticus, chapter verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal separate, eternal separate. So here, what does it mean in verse 14? Through the eternal Spirit, eternal, the Holy Spirit is existent eternal. So when, you know, the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1, God created the heaven and earth, that God is the Hebrew word, Elohim. Elohim, which means plural, three or more. So at the creation, over the universe, at the earth, that time, God the Father, Son of God, the Holy Spirit are existent. That's why the Spirit is eternal, the Spirit. Offered himself, Jesus Christ himself offered without spot to God. Or Jesus Christ himself was sinless, unlike a goat and bull, the Old Testament animals. Cleanse your conscience. So our conscience was contaminated by Adam's sin, but because of Jesus' bloodshed, cleansed our conscience before Adam was polluted by Satan. That level, pure conscience from dead works. Dead works is a sin, is a spiritual, you know, death. To serve the living God, question mark is a rhetorical question. How about human righteousness? When in my childhood I was a Buddhist, I saw many righteous monks. But the God's word said, Isaiah book 64, verse 6, but we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousness, all our human righteousness are like filthy rag. Filthy rags meaning dirty clothes. Yeah. But not enough to sufficient to the level of God. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquity, like the wind, have taken us away. So our righteousness not enough to the standard of God's righteousness, like a filthy rag. So God cleanses your conscience from dead work in order to serve the living God. So by the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ's blood and resurrection, so Holy Spirit dwell in the children of God, free from sins of power and fear of death, because we are not dead. Even if our physically might die during our life, Jesus Christ is not coming again in heaven, we might die, but our spirit and soul shall live forever. Our conscience are cleansed and being sanctified to serve God. Verse 15, and for this reason, because of this reason, he is the mediator. Jesus Christ himself mediates between God the Father and the children of God over the new covenant. New covenant require only faith. Faith created the master and slave, or master and servant relationship. So because of faith created a master and servant relationship, that relationship allowed Jesus Christ's righteousness is imputed to us. Like an employer-employee relationship in hospital. So the nurse made a mistake. Mm-hmm. So the employer, medical doctor, is liable to patient because of a nurse mistake. Mm-hmm. That's a totally coming from relationship. So master and slave relationship, employer-employee relationship. Likewise, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. Lord meaning master. Master and slave relationship. We are servant or we are slave to the Lord. Because of that relationship, Jesus Christ's righteousness is imputed to us. So exactly the same meaning. So we deemed righteous in Jesus Christ. That's what disciples said. We have no condemnation in Christ working after the spirit, not after the flesh. So mediate of the new covenant by means of death, means of death, Jesus Christ's death, for the redemption. Redemption meaning cleanse away sin, over transgressions. Transgression is the general sins under the first covenant, that those who are called or those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior may receive the promise, the eternal inheritance. So we receive the eternal inheritance. Verse 16, for where there is a testament or a covenant, there must also of necessity. Covenant originated coming from Hebrew word, testament coming from the Greek word, also meaning mutual agreement. There must also of necessity be the death of a testator. For a testament or a will is in force after the men are dead, since it has no power at all while the testator lives. This is the effectiveness or validity of a testament or validity of the will. That is, when testator dies, the will or testament will be effective. That is, which meaning, while testator is alive, he or she may change the will, you know, anytime during life, you know. Only at the death of a testate, the will be effective or enforced. Verse 18, therefore, not even the first covenant was dedicated without blood. So this is requires the first covenant also in order to, even in order to cover sin, require blood. So how comes require blood? Because Leviticus chapter 17 verse 11, that God said, Leviticus chapter 17 verse 11, for the life of the flesh is in blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the good, it is the blood to make atonement for the soul. Because life prayer, the blood sustains physical life. So sin is a spiritual death. So the blood is a type of life. So that's why God requires blood, you know, to cleanse away soul. That is the symbolic, you know, the blood is a symbol of life. The sin is spiritual death. That's why it needs blood in ceremony in the Old Testament. So even in Old Testament or First Covenant, Old Covenant, without blood, no covering up, you know, sin. Verse 19, for when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, basically Old Testament law, he took the blood of calves and goats with water, scarlet wool, and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people. Why? To cleanse the sin. That's why God ordered the Leviticus to draw me in that way, saying, this is the blood of a covenant which God has commanded you. So that is the first covenant. Then likewise, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle, and tabernacle is the copy of the perfect tabernacle in heaven, all the vessels of the ministry. And according to the law, almost all things meaning all things in tabernacle, are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission. So purifies with the blood in the Old Testament is a kofar, simply, you know, the covering sin. That's why require whenever you commit sin, you should bring another animal sacrifice, because they're covering, not perfect. Mm-hmm. But Jesus got blood, sinless blood, Son of God, perfect. So you don't need a second time, you know, the born again or third time born again. Born again, only one, you know, rebirth of a spirit and water, only one time, not in the second time. Somebody said, I lost, you know, my salvation, so I need, you know, again born again, so third time born again, fourth time. That's not right. So born again, again meaning only second rebirth, birth. That is born again. So why? Because Jesus' blood is perfect. Also, Jesus was crucified on the cross. Jesus said, it's finished, meaning it's over. So, you know, nothing is needed. So that is, therefore, it was necessary that the copies of the things in the heavens, copies of things earthly tabernacle, should be purified with these. But heavenly things themselves with better sacrifice than these. For Christ has not entered the holy place made with hands, or holy places and the earthly tabernacle, which are copies of the true, but into heaven itself. So true heaven itself is perfect tabernacle, now to appear in the presence of God for us. So now the presence of God, Jesus was seated, is seated on the right hand of God. Also the Holy Spirit was in each creature. So that is God's presence in us. So that call is Emmanuel. Emmanuel meaning God is with us. So that is, next is verse 25. Not that Jesus Christ should offer himself often, which meaning in the Old Testament, the priest, so they offer, you know, sacrifice of often. But basically, priest, the minister, the daily basis in the holy places, but the most holy place, the high priest, only once per year allowed into the most holy places. As the high priest enters the most holy place every year, one time per year, with blood of another. So we already read it. The blood is one blood bull, you know, killed for high priest and high priest family members, you know, for sin offering. So two goats. Mm-hmm. So one goat is a scapegoat is into wilderness, taking all people's sin, you know, to make a presenter, a live goat into wilderness. But the other goat were killed with blood and for sin offering for the people. He then would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world. But now, once at the end of the age, he had appeared to put away sin by sacrifice of himself. So Jesus Christ, at the end of the age, what is the end of age's meaning? So Jesus Christ, the first coming to be complete at Christ's return on the earth, second coming. So at the end of the ages, which meaning? At the end of the Old Testament the ages. So that is the first coming of Jesus Christ on the earth to be fulfilled, Jesus coming again on earth to establish a millennium kingdom. He had appeared to put away sin. Jesus put away, get rid of his sin, not in a coffer, not covering, by the sacrifice of himself. And verse 27, and as it is appointed for man to die once, this is a physical death, but after this, meaning after this death, the judgment. So the judgment is will come to believer giving to eternal life, unbeliever eternal death. So that is either or. So believer is eternal life plus the crown. There is a reward, you know, the incorruptible or joyful crown, you know, the several crown depending upon your Holy Spirit work during your life. Verse 28, so Christ was offered once to bear these sins of many. Actually, Jesus Christ was killed once, one time, bear the sins of many. The first John chapter 2, verse 2 said, he himself, Jesus himself, is the propitiation for our sin. So propitiation is redeemed and sacrificed for our sins, and not for ours only, not for only Christians, but also for the whole world. So Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross for everybody. So then is now you have an opportunity to accept Jesus as the Lord Christ in form of faith, or you reject. So either one. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many to those who eagerly waited for him. Those eagerly waited for him. Eagerly waited for him who is coming again. The first coming is in heaven. Second is on the earth. He will appear a second time. The second time. Apart from sin. So apart from sin. Apart from. Free from sin. So Jesus' righteousness is imputed to all Christians, so apart from sin, for salvation, so ultimate salvation or eternal salvation. So when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior, the Lord and Savior Christ, that times you have been saved. That is present perfect tense, but the during life is a progressive salvation. So we are, you know, the Holy Spirit sanctified us just like the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a progressive salvation. When we leave from the earth, that time is future salvation or ultimate salvation. So in that way. So let's see each question. The question one in verse 11, but Christ came as a high priest of the good things to come with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is not of this creation. What is the perfect tabernacle? That is verse 24, the true heaven itself. Question two, in verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works or sinful works to serve the living God? What does it mean? Because of Jesus Christ's death with bloodshed and resurrection, so each Christian, the Holy Spirit dwells into each Christian. That Holy Spirit cleanses your conscience from sinful work. Then is being sanctified on a daily basis just like the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, to serve the living God. Life itself being to serve the living God. Question 3, in verse 28, so Christ was offered once. One time he was killed on the cross with blood, died on the cross with blood, to bear the sins of many, so sins of us, to those who eagerly wait for him, those who are waiting for Jesus is coming again. He will appear a second time, apart from sin. So you are deemed sinless or righteous for salvation, eternal salvation. So it means so. Okay, let's just sing song, last song, so we are concluded. Lord's Prayer, then is Sister Mary.